Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Mike Fitzsimmons, the co-founder and CEO of CrossCheck, a technology platform that uses human intelligence to ensure people and businesses are well-matched, creating long-term successful employees and winning workplace cultures from day one. Mr. Fitzsimmons, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
I certainly appreciate you having me.
And certainly is our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing more about CrossCheck. So for starters, why did you create CrossCheck, and was there a reason you wanted to disrupt the reference check process?
Yeah, so as a good starting point, interestingly enough, I think what I really wanted to disrupt, and my co-founder and I wanted to disrupt, was the hiring process in its entirety. Really where we started is around the reference check component of it. That was sort of our first wedge, where we identified that there was a need to change how companies were using the traditional reference checking process to evaluate talent. That's kind of where we started. But our broader mission is really around this idea of using technology, using data, using human intelligence to ensure that people and companies are well matched for each other. This was born out of my co-founder, my mutual experiences between us. I think we've either invested, started, or run about 15 companies. And through those experiences, it just became increasingly apparent how hard it is to actually make sure that you're getting great talent into your companies, and how much it can hurt you if you get the wrong talent in, and how much it can absolutely help you if you get the right talent in. So that was really where we attacked it, was from this idea of how do you use human intelligence to fundamentally disrupt and change how hiring is done.
I certainly appreciate the details and highlights there, most helpful. Now, what are the biggest challenges HR departments face when it comes to hiring new candidates and retaining employees as well?
Well, I think there's certainly two different conversations there. And the irony is that typically in organizations, the hiring piece is the responsibility of recruiters and hiring managers potentially, but the retention squarely lands on the side of the hiring manager themselves. And I think those two things are a bit at odds. But first of all, on the first part, which is how do you recruit and identify the best talent, times are certainly changing, but we are coming off the hottest economy we've experienced in our lifetime, with unemployment as low as it is. So first and foremost, identifying the best talent is challenging, right? Because people have their choice of jobs. So identifying the best talent. But the other piece is making sure that talent and those people are who you think they are, and that they're well-suited for your organization. We've all seen the stats that, LinkedIn has basically become the dominant player in credentialing employees. And the reality is that, data says that north of 25% of people's LinkedIn profiles contain at least one lie. We've all seen it. We've even seen the things that have happened, for example, with the college scandals and things of that nature. So we just live in a world where digital manipulation and just getting to the truth of who someone is and that sort of thing is just more challenging than it ever has been. So at the recruiting talent level, you've got these two forces at work. One is super competitive, low unemployment rate. People can kind of have their choice of jobs. And compounding that is the ability for individuals to kind of manipulate their digital footprint really makes it challenging for companies to get the full picture up front and ensure that they're making the right decision. Once you hire the individual, you start to talk about a whole different part of the dialogue, and that's how do I ensure that I keep them and keep them as a highly productive member of my team, hopefully for a long time. And that starts to get into a whole bunch of other things. Our whole thesis is that certainly, the data says that almost 50% of people don't last more than 18 months in their new job. That's really painful, both for the company that hired them and, frankly, for the individual that has to go and change their job again. So we believe that you can actually predict retention based upon doing the right work up front when you're actually using human intelligence, when you're actually evaluating the candidate. And if you do a good job of that, you should net out with longer tenure, higher performing hires.
And that second part of the question there certainly makes a lot of sense. Great explanation as well. Now, what can companies large and small do to ensure the success of a new employee starting on day one?
What's fascinating about what CrossCheck has created and this whole idea of human intelligence, if you think about the traditional or the concept of an employee 360, which companies have been doing for a long time, which after you've been working there potentially for a year, you'll go and do this analysis of what your peers think about your working style, what your manager, what you think of yourself, and you get this peer 360 and companies share these and they figure out how can we work and collaborate better together. The issue is why wait that long? And what's beautiful about CrossCheck is we're able to do that before you hire the person. You basically get the equivalent of what you would get in a whole 360 view of the person, where not only are you getting insights from themselves about themselves, because we have the candidate do what we call a self-reference, but you're also getting direct feedback from people that have worked with them in the past, both their peers, their managers, their coworkers, their customers potentially, and that sort of thing. So we just fundamentally believe that the more you know about an individual on day one, the better you are to set them up for success long term. And if you do that, ideally the output should be longer tenure and higher performance.
Today we're joined by Mr. Mike Fitzsimmons, the co-founder and CEO of CrossCheck, a technology platform that uses human intelligence to ensure people and businesses all well-matched, creating long-term successful employees and winning workplace cultures from day one here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, moving ahead here, now tell us about human intelligence hiring and why should companies utilize this approach when hiring?
Well, you think about the traditional currency for, you know, just evaluating whether you're going to interview someone or not. Just if you really take this down to its bare bones and think about the traditional resume or a LinkedIn profile like we talked about before, man, it really just doesn't tell you much about the person. It doesn't tell you much about the human. It tells you where they went to college. It tells you what job they had. It tells you potentially what they did in that job and maybe some of their other credentials. But gosh, that just seems like a very shallow way to make a decision of whether you're going to even interview the person in the first place. So as an example, we have a wonderful client. His name is Upwork, and Upwork has been a leading platform for the whole remote workforce revolution. Awesome company. They use CrossCheck in their hiring process and did a case study around eliminating unconscious bias in the hiring process by using human intelligence earlier in the process. So they would actually run CrossCheck on candidates as they were applying for jobs to determine whether they were going to interview them or not. Now, their traditional bias would have led them to be looking for certain things, what college did they go to, or that sort of thing, whereas when they use CrossCheck, they're actually looking at the human intelligence factor to make those decisions, and it's just a lot more powerful. They through their case study, determined that we drove a 32% increase in diversity and inclusion in this particular hiring class that they analyzed, really due to removing unconscious bias and changing the old way that we would make decisions, you know, like getting away from just the resume, getting away from just the cover letter, and really getting human intelligence about the individual to help us make a real informed decision.
Well, I'd say it certainly makes total sense to use this approach, and really appreciative of what you have in place through CrossCheck and for introducing it to our audience. Also, I'd be curious, are there other areas within the HR or hiring space that are in need of disruption?
Well, I think just you know, playing off of what we just talked about, this idea of driving diversity and inclusion and this idea of just leveling the playing field from the candidate's view, we believe is wide open for disruption as well. And it's a big part of our focus. I mean, we have an initiative around fair chance hiring or second chance hiring. You know, we pioneered this with a company called 70 Million Jobs, which is a leading job board for the ex-incarcerated, helping them get job opportunities on their way, you know, when they're leaving after serving their time. And it's the same concept of let's go beyond the resume, let's look at the person for who the person is. You know, and there's all kinds of wonderful things happening on that front. We're working with the Navy SEALs to help ex-SEALs enter the workforce after they have finished their tours of duty, that sort of thing. We're also doing things with other groups that are kind of traditionally have been overlooked by the current hiring processes and whatnot. So I think that's really important and disruptible, which again is not just from the company's perspective of giving them tools to help them hire better, but let's also make this easier and more fair for the job candidate I really do believe that that's the next big wave you're going to see in this country is going to be around that concept. I think you're seeing it already with, you know, students that no longer need to go to Harvard or Princeton or the top university in order to be successful. And there's so many different ways right now to go get your education. And gosh, we're living it right now in our country with or in the world with what we're dealing with the coronavirus. So I just do believe that's a big opportunity and a big disruptible thing. Let's just change the narrative. Let's change the dialogue. Let's level the playing field. Let's just make this whole thing more fair for the job seeker. And this is a big way we think we can do that.
And thanks for your insight there and information. Most appreciated. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Well, just as I guess a tip, and I, you know, we're hypersensitive to the market that we're all in right now. This is crazy times for all of us. The one thing that's been exciting, so for any of your listeners that hire people, we're forced into this odd time where we're actually hiring people that we can't even meet in person. You know, the idea of social distancing, and we still need to fill jobs. We still got work to do. There still are many companies that are growing and adding people to their teams, and so. What I would recommend for any of your listeners as well that want to explore how they could use CrossCheck to help them make those hiring decisions, even though they can't meet these people, it's actually been really powerful. We've seen many of our customers doing this. This idea of remote offers of, you know, I'm offering somebody a full-time salary job, but I've never met them in my office. Just think about how odd that is based on where we've been for the last, you know, for several decades in our hiring process. So that's just one thing, one tip I would give you is it can still be done. You can still grow your companies. You can still make responsible hiring decisions without even meeting people in person, and there's ways to do that.
Mr. Fitzsimmons, we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. I'm sure our listeners want to know where they can get further information on CrossCheck and how they also could be in touch. Where's the best place online to do so?
Yeah, certainly at crosscheck.com, and it's crosscheq.com, and it's pretty straightforward there in terms of how to contact us.
And, of course, we'll drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast to be of further assistance as well in all regards. Again, Mr. Fitzsimmons, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Awesome. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Mike Fitzsimmons, co-founder and CEO of CrossCheck, a technology platform that uses human intelligence to ensure people and businesses are well-matched, creating long-term successful employees and winning workplace cultures from day one. And for further information, visit crosscheck.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.